the music, none of the crap. Wallofsound.org.
One of my favourite up-and-coming acts would have to be Let Live. They've been tearing up the stage across the globe and cementing themselves as a force not to be messed with. Now, guitarist Jeff Sayoun joins me for a chat. How are you, mate?
Good, man. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Incredibly happy to be having a chat to you, especially in regards to your brand new album, If I'm the Devil, coming out June 10. Now you're just waiting in this anticipation mode before you put it out. What goes through your mind over the next couple of weeks?
Oh, man, there's so many emotions. I mean, most of it is, you know, sort of adrenaline and just the amount of excitement that we're all kind of, you know, we have just kind of gearing up for the release of this record. We've worked on it for such a long time. And you know, one of the greatest feelings is kind of sitting back and sort of taking notice that it was finished. And we were completed with the, you know, we're finished with the writing process and we got to go into production of it. When that was done, we kind of got to sit back and, you know, you kind of, it's very nostalgic in a sense that you kind of get to remember everything you went through from the beginning stages of writing it to the very end, you know, to the mix and the master. Yeah, I think we kind of came up with something pretty cool and we're stoked to kind of show it to everybody and we can't wait. Definitely excited. A little anxious.
Yeah.
Definitely anxious.
There's always that factor that goes through your mind. You know, you start writing something, you create it, it's done and it's out there and you're ready to share it with people. But unfortunately, you just obviously have to wait until the actual release date. So it's like a surprise party you're throwing for someone. You just want it to hurry up and get out there already.
Oh, it kills you. It's the worst feeling. I mean, we've been finished with it since December and, you know, it comes out in June. So it's like the hardest thing in the world to kind of not be able to share it with everybody. Definitely a lot of self-control. So
now, in that situation, do you have friends or associates, family members in other bands, things like that, who hit you up and go, oh, can I hear a sample? Can you show me what you've made?
Oh, yeah. Oh, all the time. You know, we'll bump it. Like, if someone's in my car, I'll definitely show them some songs here and there. But as far as kind of sending it out, I think as a band, we kind of sat in a room and made a pact to one another that we wouldn't send out the files to anybody. And, you know, we keep it in our own camp. And we've actually done a pretty good job doing that. I'm pretty damn surprised, to be honest. But yeah, I mean, it's just kind of inevitable and you kind of can't control yourself, especially, you know, with the amount of excitement that we have with the record. I think, you know, like I said, if we go on some drives or if, you know, if we're at a party or at someone's house and, you know, we're definitely playing our record and showing it to our friends and family. And, you know, the response has been awesome. And, you know, the best part about it is being able to play that Good Morning America single live and kind of seeing how, you know, the live audience reacts to a brand new song, which has been, I mean, a relentless amount of, you know, excitement and joy and everything it's brought to us. So we're very fucking hyped, that's for sure.
Yeah, good. And you should be very fucking hyped and proud of that too. Like, you put this song out, Good Morning America, and I have to say, you didn't exactly hold anything back. You know, for a first single, it's pretty brutally honest and hard-hitting straight away. Was that the idea that you wanted with this new record, to go in there straight away and just get people's attention?
No, I mean, I think to each their own, right? I think we've kind of always been that band and, you know, we kind of go into any sort of situation, a scenario that we're involved in with kind of a no fucks given sort of mentality. And we've kind of always been that band. I think we're definitely those individuals as well on a personal level. We're very in tune with our emotions. And, you know, when it comes to our music, I don't think we did kind of hold back. And I think it kind of happened on its own. You kind of sit back and you're riffing off on these songs and, you know, it's the best, most exciting part about it sometimes is to kind of sit back and sort of listen to what's happening in the studio inside that control room and you're like, holy shit, you know, how did this happen? It definitely comes from the place that we were at in our lives at the time of writing it. I feel like, you know, some of us are in pretty dark places and some of us were going through some personal shit. And, you know, when we were writing the record, we were fortunate enough to kind of, you know, convey all these emotions through, you know, the sonic element of everything that we do. And yeah, I mean, there was no rules, no schematic as far as like what we wanted to write. And when we got in the studio for the first couple of days, I think we were even sitting on a couple of hip hop tracks that kind of sounded like Kanye West, to be all honest right. with you. Yeah, I mean, we had no idea. There was no rules. If it felt good, then we'd roll with it. And if it didn't, then we'd kind of hit delete and we'd start over. And there's some tracks I think we started on, maybe worked on those tracks for about 2 months, I'd say. And then I walk in one day and be like, this sounds like shit. And we just kind of delete it and just start from scratch.
Oh, no. Wow.
Yeah. There's a couple of tracks on the record. I think we'd spent, you know, weeks, you know, maybe another like month or two on the song, you know, detail, and it's just still not hitting the right way. And hit the delete key, restart over. And I think we rewrote the song in like 10 minutes and it just felt perfect and left it alone. So yeah, there's definitely not not any rules, regulations to kind of what we do, and we're just kind of who we are, and I feel like we just kind of go at it. So,
and you have been going at it for the past few years as well. You've definitely cemented yourself as one of these confrontational bands who like to speak their mind and stand up for what they believe in. Definitely, I will put you guys in the ranks as very similar to Rise Against, you know, Rage Against the Machine, things like that. How do you guys deal with the negative feedback being such a youngish kind of band?
Oh, I think negative feedback's okay. I mean, every to each their own. You know, everybody's got their own opinions and whatnot. And you know, we're not expecting, you know, to release a gold record. We just kind of put together a catalog that we were excited about and something that, you know, we loved as a group, and we just want to share it with, you know, our friends and our fans and the world, if you will. You know, I don't think. I mean, of course, any kind of negative feedback is, you know, it'll get your mouth to kind of make a sad face for a second, but I don't think it doesn't really hold us back. You know, I guess as long as people are listening and hearing us out and, you know, receiving the message, and I think that kind of means a lot more than, you know, a couple of haters out there who kind of, you know, aren't all about it. And, you know, we're all humans and everybody has opinions. And, you know, we don't expect everybody to love everything that we do and vice versa. You know, we don't love everything other people do, but I think the most beautiful thing about music is that it is music and it's worldly, and everybody has the opportunity to love their favorite band or their favorite song. And I guess if it's not us, that's great. But as long as they love something, then, you know, we're happy in that sense, because that's kind of what we're all about.
And that's the beautiful thing about music too. It can be whatever genre it is, whether you're into pop, hip-hop, reggae, funk, whatever it is, hardcore, screamo, you know, it all has a fantastic message with a deep meaning behind it. Some people obviously can't hear that message because all they hear is screaming or terrible music. But with that said, there's someone out there who listens to it who connects with it so well.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like when you were, you know, 15 or 16 years old going to, you know, a venue, you know, to a punk rock show or I mean, whatever show, whatever venue, you know, being able to kind of let loose and not worrying about judgment from your peers or, you know, your self-esteem per se. You got the opportunity to kind of jump around, let loose and do whatever you want with, you know, no fucks given and not worrying about opinions of others. And I guess that's kind of what punk rock's all about at the end of the day. And so, you know, a lot of people kind of ask us also if we are still a punk rock band after releasing this record, because it doesn't really sound, you know, punk. But then that kind of goes back to defining what punk rock is, you know, as a whole in general. And I think that definitely goes hand in hand with what we were just talking about musically. Just, you know, as long as people are feeling something, I think that's what punk rock's all about. You know, translating things in your own way and your own methods and being able to, you know, let loose and release them however you feel, you know, is almost obtainable or exciting to yourself, you know?
Exactly. On the topic of that as well too, you know, you guys over the years have changed up styles with your music. You haven't exactly veered off too differently and gone in like a dubstep direction, for example. But with that said, you do change it up every now and then. Were you worried going into the studio thinking that maybe fans might not cotton on to what you're trying to do? Or does that ever cross your mind going into the studio thinking, okay, well, the last album rocked, the album before that rocked, this new one, it's a bit softer in comparison, maybe people won't like it?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to think about that kind of, but I don't think it was anything that was very focused during the writing process. We didn't really step back and think about those things to be, you know, to be straight with you. Like I said, we kind of went in a room and just wrote all day, every day, about 5 or 6 days a week with 10 hours a day. We just never stopped, never took days off. And at the end of it, I mean, yeah, you kind of think of, you know, maybe the hardcore kids or the punk rock kids and maybe not going to like this a little bit, but I think the record kind of cousins the fact that, you know, there's growth and there's evolution of the band, and we've evolved as people and as a band as a whole. You know, I mean, we're getting older, and so are our fans and people who've been there from day one. And so, you know, that's exciting. And with everything else, it's experimentation and kind of, you know, moving past the normal or the regular formulas that you use in the past. You know, we got to experiment with new things, which was way exciting. And, you know, we can only hope for the best and hope people accept it and like it for what it is. There's still definitely some aggressive, there's a lot of aggression on the record. I think maybe different forms or types of it, as opposed to just, you know, the normal thrash and stuff that we've done in the past. So
that's it. But with that said, with your last two albums, for example, you have had that great combination of the heavy songs, but also the slower kind of semi-ballad slow jam songs. For those wondering, the new album, Good Morning America, which we've already heard, which is a fantastic track, but then there's also another offensive song, which I have to put out. They do the hard rock justice on the new album. So there is hard rock on there. If you've been stressing that there's not going to be, I think fans are going to be absolutely covered with at least those two tracks.
Yeah, that song is a banger. I love that song. One of my favorites.
You've definitely made a fucking good one there with that said. But look, it wouldn't be an interview with you guys unless we got a little bit controversial. I wanted to touch on the topic of the fact that America, the political campaign that's going on right now, it's looking a bit interesting in the future where we could see either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, you know, running the country. Is this a worry for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a worry. For me personally, I'm probably the outcast on a topic like this because I literally live inside of a box. I'm usually in the studio always and all the time. And as a sort of, let's just say, you know, idiotic or naive as this may sound, I'm not very in tune with a lot of things on that topic. I think, you know, my bandmates RJ and Jason would probably be able to answer that question in a lot more, you know, definitely a fancier fashion. But don't vote for Donald Trump because that ultimately scares the living shit out of all of us. But I think at the end of the day, it's maybe voting for the lesser of two evils from what I've gathered. But I mean, yeah, it's definitely nerve-wracking, and especially with everything that's going on in the world right now. And, you know, you'd pray for some sort of change, and you'd want a new development in some sense. And, you know, we're all people, and you just want to make sure that, you know, your co-humans are all pretty much taken care of in a good place. And sometimes that's hard to kind of see with everything that's going on right now. And then, you know, you pretty much have Donald Trump on TV running his mouth and saying stuff like that. Or, you know, imagine him going across the land and having foreign exchange policy, you know, meetings. It's scary. Like, it's definitely super scary.
As a viewer, like, over outside the world, we're sitting there going, you know, they can't be that stupid to vote this guy in. I mean, look at what he's said, look at what he's done in the past. You know, that's enough evidence in itself. But with that said, if he's constantly in your face all day, every day, you know, people just might go for him because he's just all they see.
Yeah, it's the media, definitely the media. And it's definitely, it's interesting to watch, especially, you know, people who aren't extensively educating themselves when they come home from a long day at work, they kind of turn TV on and kind of watch this guy to get a good laugh in. And they're not really thinking, I don't think they're thinking about what the outcome of, you know, winning a popular vote like this can actually bring to the table. I think it's more so a media gimmick in some sense. You know, it's fun as hell to watch him, and I'm not going to lie, you're definitely going to get a good laugh out of it. But, you know, I just wish people kind of educated themselves a little more on the topics and things that are going on in the world. And, you know, we definitely need some help, and I think we're definitely in a place of struggle and a place of danger in some sense too. There's a load of shit going on, especially with us. For the first time, we were flying home from Belgium right now after the last tour in Brussels Airport, and only 40% of the airport was functioning. And that was the first time that we as a band have ever been surrounded by something like that, you know, face to face. So there's, you know, military running the security lines at an airport and stuff. And you kind of sit back and say, holy shit, like this is fucked. Like this is crazy. I mean, we see it on the news every day, but to kind of be right there and watching people argue and fight and you almost end up in the middle of a riot. I mean, it's intense. I live 3 blocks away from the ocean. I live 3 blocks from the beach. I'm very fortunate. But to be in surroundings like that, you know, a couple of days ago was, you know, it's nuts. And then the first thing you think about is Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton and, you know, kind of where we're going to stand, you know, as a nation in the future. So
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's fucked up. I hope kind of a band like us, you know, I'm fortunate to be part of a group like this because, you know, we have the opportunity to kind of open our mouths and get people to kind of, you know, realize what is going on in your neighborhoods, in your world, in your countries, in your continents and whatnot. And so, you know, we just want people to listen, kind of become aware. And, you know, it's always been Let Live's thing to kind of get you to sort of feel something, no matter what that is. When we can get some kind of feeling delivered into your realm, I think, you know, it's a success for us.
I'm intrigued, actually. You know, if Donald Trump, say, for example, does get in, or whatever the state of the United States is after this, the amount of content that's going to come out from all these bands speaking their minds and putting records out about the topic will be absolutely incredible. And the thing is, people will listen to these albums because it's actually going on around them. People can see it. But at this point in time, you know, bands have been trying to warn people over the years that this is happening, but people aren't tuning in.
Nah, people definitely don't tune in, and I think people kind of tune in to things that they're only interested in, you know, and it kind of goes to where we are in 2016 with, you know, social media and whatnot and how easy it is to kind of promote and sort of advertise, you know, only certain subjects or things that you want people to hear. But I think the only positive in all of this, for me, it's kind of on a wish list, is if Rage Against the Machine comes back and writes another record, I would quit music. Yeah, that'd be incredible.
But look, on top of that, you know, if things go the way they're going, you've just got to wait it out for 4 years, and then you'll have Kanye West in the White House, because no doubt people will just want to vote him in for the
100%. Sake. 100%. Exactly. Yeah, I think people just kind of, like, they kind of play along, and I feel like if they're not directly related with what's going on. I think it's definitely hard at this day and age for people to actually be, you know, emotionally and mentally in tune with what's going on around them. I think that's definitely, you know, some kind of challenge for people to kind of actually feel that. And, you know, it hurts other people around them, you know, to each their own, as they say, I guess, right?
And look, we've been saying all along, like, if Americans want to take a bit of a break for a couple of years, feel free to come on down here on that topic as well, too. Are you guys heading back to Australia in the foreseeable future?
Oh, everybody keeps asking us that question. We love Australia. There's so much love for your side of the world. Yeah, I think it's inevitable. I think our tour schedule is going to be a little relentless, but I can almost guarantee you another paid visit to Australia. When? I kind of can't say that at the moment, because I don't think anything's really locked in stone, but there's definitely talks about it. And, you know, we have so much love for your side of the world. I don't think it's possible for us to not kind of show face over there again. I definitely think it's going to happen very soon. It's kind of all I can say right now.
Well, we will wait with bated breath for that to actually happen. Hopefully it comes somewhere after the brand new album is out. I'm the Devil, coming out June 10th. It is a ripper of a musical talent from Let Live. The first single, Good Morning America, touches on very important topics. You've got to get in and go check it out if you haven't already. Guitarist Jeff Sayoun of Let Live, thank you so much for the chat, mate.
Thanks for having me, man.
Plug it in, turn it up, and play it loud. Wall of Sound.